You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and I had a couple of friends that shared a post with me about Adam Smith, Deanna Borden, and Holly Douglas. I want to thank them right off the bat for caring enough about this family to bring this to my attention so that we could talk about how listeners can help today. Right now, I have on the line with me Heather McDaniel. She is a sister to Adam Smith. And Adam passed away, and their funeral expenses left to be paid and a headstone that needs to be taken care of. I know that there has been really good support so far, $3,705 of the $5,000 goal, and that's 47 donors. Heather, I appreciate the fact that this has been organized to try to support your family during this time, and I want others to be able to do the same.
Yeah, I didn't really have a choice. He didn't have insurance.
And the fact is, as we've talked about it here on the Mark White Show, people lose their lives in different ways, and he took his life. I want people out there to know that they matter and that we care about them, and we don't want people harming themselves. Families have to go through this, the fact that that loved one won't ever be back. It's a permanent decision. Unfortunately, Adam is no longer with us, but here are the families to pick up the pieces, and I know that y'all are going to do the best you can to do that.
I think a big thing for him is he felt really alone, and that was just part of depression, and then on top of that, addiction. It's really hard as his sister to think about how he's never ever gonna message me on Facebook again asking for money. But yeah, if anybody out there feels like they need help, I would definitely reach out before you make a decision like that.
And there's only so much you can do to help a person that's in that situation. I would love to give out a phone number and let that be the cure-all and let that allow people to continue to live, but that's not necessarily the case sometimes. Some people are determined there's just no hope for them, and they decide that it's time for them to go.
Yeah, and that just might be like the depression talking.
Yes.
I know I suffer from depression as well, and I went through about 4 months of therapy to try to learn some new coping skills. There are ways to deal with it. I know it's dark and it gets real, real heavy on you, but there are ways that people can try to learn how to cope with their depression.
And Heather, I'm right there with you. It was only in the past couple of months that I shared with listeners really that I suffer from major depression. I've had a few good weeks now, started taking medication, and I tell people, make sure you're taking it if you need it. Don't be ashamed to take a medication, because if it helps you, I want every person to do what they need to do to get that help, because I know there is still a stigma behind people having depression and having to take medication. But even going to therapy, going to a counselor, look at you. If you went for 4 months and it helped you get around the corner, so to speak, then it was worth you going to counseling.
honestly, I would recommend therapy to anyone at any time, whether they're having depression issues or anxiety, or, you know, they just need a little bit of coaching to get through their day. I would recommend therapy to everybody.
What kind of kid was Adam?
He was outdoorsy. He played baseball. He was really good at baseball. He loved going hunting with our father. He liked to go and fishing. Me and him was like always in the woods or making trails. We fought constantly, but we loved each other. He taught me a few songs on the guitar. He was really, really great on the guitar. He's goofy. He always was trying to make people laugh. He was loyal and kind. And I mean, he had his demons like everybody else, but he was a good person.
Well, people fight hard and they love hard when it comes to siblings. I can picture how that might be, but you still loved each other strongly and you know what you can get away with. And sometimes you'll push the limits, but you always come back and love each other because that's the foundation of the relationship of brothers and sisters, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad that he was able to enjoy some of those things in his younger part of life. And then the guitar playing, that's interesting to me. So did he ever record himself playing? Was that one of the things he enjoyed doing?
He did, yeah. I mean, we have tons of videos of him. He had a YouTube channel at one point. I'm sure you can still find it. Just Adam Smith. I'm not real sure what else he would be under, but he did have a YouTube channel. I know him and a couple friends would try to get together and play like as a band, but he was really good on the acoustic and electric. He was more of like a heavy metal fan than like acoustic.
Well, I'll tell you this, Heather, that tonight's show is dedicated to your brother, Adam Smith. I don't want him to be forgotten. I want him to be honored through the Mark White Show. And I'm sorry about what happened, but now as we move forward and we think about, okay, he enjoyed playing the guitar, he loved fishing, he loved the outdoors, and you start storing those memories and you pass those memories on to others around you who also loved Adam, I think that there is something that can be good that has gotten out of this.
Yeah, I mean, all of us, all of our whole family, we have a ton of good memories with him, so...
I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to be able to share how people can support your family during this time. I mentioned at the beginning that the funeral expenses, the headstone, those are things right now because he did not have life insurance, and I want to take some of that burden off of your family, and I want to give listeners an opportunity to help, okay?
Okay.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. We've talked about a very sensitive subject. It's unfortunate that we have to, but there are people out there right now who are in a very dark place. They need help. They need someone to listen to them. They feel alone and they feel forgotten. And we want to help you. If you're in that position, I don't want you to hurt. I know what that hurt feels like. I've lived with that pain myself. And you just want the pain to stop. I understand. And right now we have Adam Smith, who took his life, and his sister's on the line with me right now, Heather McDaniel. She has been sharing about her brother and the things that he enjoyed doing. And he was a great brother, and I'm sure a friend to many. And I want to honor him through the show today, but I want you as a listener to have an opportunity to help during this time as they try to cover funeral expenses without any insurance. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Heather.
Yes.
So let's talk about the people who've supported so far. I mentioned that we've had 47 donors, $3,700. How long has this fundraiser been up, Heather?
It's probably been up a little over 24 hours now.
Wow, incredible.
I tried to put it everywhere that I could on Facebook and share it to a couple of groups. And, you know, if anybody has donated to us, I just want to say thank you. And it really helps tremendously to know that we will be able to lay my brother to rest as my mother and father wanted.
Absolutely. And I can't state enough the fact that Deanna and Holly shared this with me, and they spread the word to get it to me, and then I spread the word through the Mark White Show, and every person can play a part to help make a difference. It can be as simple as a share.
Yeah. I had some money saved up. I work for the post office in Athens, actually. And I got three kids of myself, so I've really been trying to save up. So I'm glad I had a little bit put back to help try to cover everything.
And Adam, he was from Decatur. Did he live in Decatur or Hartsville?
He bounced back between Hartsville and Danville. My father, he stayed with my father in Danville. I know he crashed at a couple of friends' houses. He went to Brewer. Both went to Brewer High School.
Okay. We want to make sure that people know how to get to this fundraiser. There is a GoFundMe that's set up. It's Funeral for Adam Smith, and you should be able to do GoFundMe.com/funeral-for-Adam-Smith, or simply go to GoFundMe.com and search Funeral for Adam Smith, and you will see his picture. You can donate to the fundraiser. Heather McDaniel has organized. His sister is helping the family to do that. Adam Smith lost his life on April the 21st, and he did not have life insurance, so the family is trying to come up with money to help cover the funeral cost. And any amount you can give, it doesn't matter. It's the fact that you're willing to give will help this family. And if you would rather send money to the funeral home, that's an option too. You can send it to Peck's Funeral Home in Hartsville, Alabama, and they appreciate all the assistance. And I know that you were thanking the people who've donated so far, Heather. They mean a lot to your family, I know.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we couldn't have done it without them so far.
Excellent. We're going to keep this train rolling, and we're going to continue to try to help the family. And as I mentioned to you, Heather, tonight's show is dedicated to Adam Smith. Anything we can do to try to help you move forward, we're here to help, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Heather. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope that you are encouraged to see all the people who are helping this family during this time as this fundraiser has been organized to help pay for the funeral expenses for Adam Smith. I want you to share the show with your family and your friends and your neighbors because they could help too. And then also follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show dedicated to Adam Smith. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime. Online every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.